steel plants in Atlanta. A lot of people worked in Atlanta. Different kind of automobiles, manufacturing, thing like that.
Mm-hmm. Some of the people have told us a little bit, because I know you were around the age, you were in Roswell when World War II ended, correct? Were you here at that time, or were you?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything exciting? Some people said it was a very important time, exciting time when the war ended. Do you remember feeling like that? Do you know people that were overseas for it?
Well, my brother got drafted, you know, at that time, that was right at the end, you know, my brother. He was in for about a year towards the end. He was on a troop ship headed for the Pacific when the war ended over there. And it was pretty exciting for a lot of people they were glad to see it over, because during that World War II period, everything was rationed.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to have ration stamps for food, gasoline, clothes, tires, all kinds of things like that. And if you were a farmer, you got preferential treatment to continue farming.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a little bit of a resentment on a lot of people's part that, you know, farmers got, you know, more than everybody else, but they were the ones that were producing
mm-hmm.
cotton and foodstuffs and things like that that went towards the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
But gasoline was rationed. You had different levels, like people that just drove for pleasure, they wouldn't get much.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, had to have gas to go to work for defense work, they would get more.
Mm-hmm.
Then farmers would get more for farming, so mm-hmm. that type of thing. Different clothes, all kinds of things were rationed. And if you used up all your rations, you know, for the first of the month, you had to wait till the next month to get more. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So
but it was, in that respect, a lot of people was glad to see it over. And that plus seeing all of their relatives that had been drafted or, you know, had to go in service to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was a twofold thing.
A little about the history in Roswell, historical buildings. Do you remember any historical buildings or locations you used to visit or still visit?
Oh yeah, well that you've got the famous houses that's still in Roswell, you know, Bullock Hall and there's several that I can't remember all the names of, but there's one house that Ty Cobb lived in, you know, and Nap Rucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of him before, but he was a famous baseball player. And there was Wing House and just several of them that is in the Roswell area that, you know, the one where Teddy Roosevelt married Maddie Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
Bullock Hall, Mimosa Hall, and a lot of those homes. Some of them are still in existence and open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
Family kept them for a long time, and then it went public. Now a lot of people are still visiting. The Smith House, that was another famous.
Yeah.
And the Masonic Hall, that used to be one of the famous churches here in Roswell.
Mm-hmm.
It's old, built in 1852.
Oh,
wow. So it's quite old. We're keeping it up. It's been converted into quite a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the places like that, you know, that's been the church, a dry cleaner, a chicken hatchery, an automobile dealership, you know, just go on and on.
It's interesting, so many of the places I think in Roswell have been converted to so many different things so many
mm-hmm.
times.
Right.
A lot of the houses, original houses in downtown have been restaurants and
yeah.
shops
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah, some of the areas down there, you know, used to be